T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is WWJ All Local.
It's a public health emergency, and it's been issued by the Washtenaw County Health Department. A stay-in-place order is now in effect for the University of Michigan students in Ann Arbor as coronavirus cases are continuing to spike.
The number of COVID-19 cases among U of M students is increasing and represents over 60% of local cases. Under the new order, undergraduate students must remain in their residence unless attending class, getting food, or carrying out approved work that can't be done remotely. Stay-in-place orders are intended to limit socializing among students and slow down the spread of the virus. Most infections are the result of social events and gatherings. It's something Margaret Diamond, the president and CEO of McLaren Oakland Hospital, is seeing.
We're seeing more people coming to our ERs for testing because they were not social distancing.
The stay-in-place order is effective immediately and runs through November 3rd. From the Delta Dental Health Desk, Dr. Deanna Lights, WWJ News Radio 950.
Students are being asked to go out of their dorms only for essential trips, but who's going to enforce the stay-in-place order? WWJ's Sandra McNeil joins us live and local with that part of the story. Sandra.
The short answer, Jackie, nobody really. Susan Ringler-Cerniglia at the Washtenaw County Health Department says this is not a quarantine. She says they are seeing a rise in cases in large undergrad gatherings, and the numbers are so big they haven't been able to carry out contact tracing. So she says there won't be any tickets written, but they are asking students for their cooperation.
We don't want to see additional, more restrictive measures, and we hope that we get a lot of cooperation by being more clear, more strong, and more direct. But if that doesn't work and education doesn't work, there is the possibility of misdemeanors and penalties. That's not going to be our first approach.
Ringer-Cerniglia says while the order requires undergrads to do carryout, restaurant owners can't be required to refuse service to students who choose to dine in. Reporting live, Sandra McNeil, WWJ News Radio 950.
We're 2 weeks away from Election Day, and Michigan is seeing a surge in mail-in ballots. More than 1.5 million Michigan voters have already cast absentee ballots, and nearly 3 million have requested them. If you have yet to return your absentee ballot, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson now recommends delivering your envelope in person and not putting it into the mail.
At this point, we want you to return that ballot through your local drop box or at your local clerk's office. Because every ballot must be received by 8 p.m. on Election Day, we want to ensure that every valid vote counts and is received on time. So those drop boxes are there for a reason.
Absentee ballots will be tabulated by bipartisan pairs of election workers trained to ensure voters and votes are tallied without political bias in accordance with election laws.
Approval of a number of measures for a new Amazon facility at the state fairgrounds in Detroit.
In addition to the 1,200 jobs, the mayor's group executive for planning, housing, and development, Arthur Jemison, explains other benefits to the city.
The city is receiving $16 million in compensation for the sale of the property. The direct economic impact, specifically tax revenues expected to be given to the city through this development over the next 10 years, amount to approximately $42 million. So roughly $4 million a year of new tax revenue is projected. That's just for the city. And then there's, when you take into account other taxing bodies, it's $77 million.
Vicki Thomas, WWJ News Radio 950.
To the Auto Beat, where General Motors is now making a $2 billion investment to increase its output of SUVs. And that's going to have an impact here in Michigan.
Most of the investment going to GM's Spring Hill, Tennessee plant so it can make the Cadillac Lyriq EV.
It only seems natural that a vehicle named Lyriq would be built just outside of Nashville, Tennessee.
Danny Taylor is chair of the GM local in Spring Hill. That move shifting production of the GMC Acadia to Lansing Delta Township, where Jeff Kozlowski is union chair.
We have a great history of building award-winning vehicles, and with this announcement, all of us should be proud to continue those traditions into the future.
GM also making investments in Flint Assembly, Orion Romulus Propulsion, and the Brownstown Battery Plant. Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, News Radio 950.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950, favorite WWJ on radio.com, or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.